It all started with butter way back in 1907 with the formation of the Brenham Creamery Company in Brenham, Texas. But the workers just couldn't resist making a little ice cream on the side. At first, the employees consumed most of their production, but the word got out and neighbors started lining up for a share of their own. Bluebell continued with their butter production until the latter 1950s, when the demand for their ice cream led them to shift their focus and start producing ice cream full-time. Before long, the name Bluebell became synonymous with Texas. As far back as I can remember, even when I was stationed in San Antonio in the Air Force long, long ago, whenever the subject of Texas was brought up in conversation, inevitably, the name Bluebell was mentioned, and everyone's eyes would light up with a big, knowing smile. And the same thing holds true today. Mention the name Texas, and sooner than later, the topic of Bluebell ice cream pops up. Until the 1980s, their ice cream was a proprietary Texas product with distribution limited to within the state's borders. But the legend and lore and demand was gaining traction across America, which spurred Bluebell ice cream to widen their distribution. And today it's on the shelves, mostly in 23 southern states, with more locations on their hit list. In addition to the mothership facility in Brenham, Texas, satellite ice cream factories are located in Oklahoma and Alabama, along with more than 65 branch distribution facilities. Guess what flavor tops Bluebell's popularity chart? It's homemade vanilla. Another iconic flavor in their broad ice cream lexicon is their cookies and cream, and they were the first ice cream producer to introduce the legendary flavor to America. I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me in Brenham, Texas for a visit with Joe Robertson, Executive Director of Marketing and Advertising at Bluebell Ice Cream World Headquarters. Robertson has been with Bluebell for 39 years, and his passion for the company and its delectable products remain unflagging.
My name is Joe Robertson. I'm the Executive Director of Advertising and Marketing with Bluebell Creameries.
Bluebell for quite a while, huh?
Yes, sir. I've been with Bluebell for 39 years. Started in the Dallas market as a route sales delivery guy. And now, about 11 years ago, I moved to Brenham as the advertising and marketing.
Bluebell is iconic in America. It's synonymous with ice cream, really.
Absolutely, it is. We've been around for 118 years. We were founded in Texas in 1907, and then we just kind of gradually grew in the southeastern states, and now we stretch from Las Vegas on the west all the way to Virginia on the east coast and up to just south of D.C., Denver, Indianapolis, across the northern parts of our territory, parts of 23 states.
You have your eyes on California and Oregon and Washington?
We have our eyes on expansion for sure. In the next few years and in the years to come, we're always looking for markets. Went into St. Louis market this year. It surprised us, and within a few months, we were the number one ice cream in St. Louis. So we're looking for more opportunities that come our way, but we want to make sure that we do it the Bluebell way, which means not only do we manufacture the product, but also we distribute the product, and so the Bluebell person is handling the product all the way to the store shelf.
There's a saying that sum of the parts is greater than the whole, and that applies to Bluebell. Wherever I travel throughout the South, Texas, or Alabama, or wherever, if you mention the word Bluebell, what's the reaction? You know, it's like a big smile and a, oh yeah.
So true. Anywhere I go, if I mention I'm with Bluebell ice cream, it's a showstopper. Immediately, I'm sort of a minor celebrity. And so it is.
Ice cream, it's bigger than life.
The way we do it and the way that our folks are part of the community that work that they work in, it kind of helps create memories for people, right? So we're involved in those people. We're involved in our churches and our organizations in the area. So anytime we can participate in events with our ice cream, what's better than having that event or having that meeting over a bowl of Bluebell ice cream?
All you made was vanilla ice cream. It would be just fine. But you guys are always pushing the limit. I mean, last time we were together years ago, think you were monkeying around with bananas.
And then some other areas will like, you know, nut flavors and so on. So we try to have different flavors that meet the flavor palette of all types of people.
Bluebell, was it birthed in Brenham, Texas?
Yes, it started in Brenham, Texas in 1907, and just as a butter company, believe it or not. And then in 1911, that's when we made our first ice cream, and we made it at a rate of 2 gallons a day, and most of that was eaten by the employees. So at some point in our history, we decided to, hey, let's stop making butter and let's concentrate on ice cream, and it was the best decision we made. So we are singular focused on making the best ice cream we possibly can.
Started with butter.
Exactly.
Of all the Bluebell flavors, what is the number one most popular?
The number one flavor for Bluebell is homemade vanilla. If you take half gallons, pints, or cups and add that all together, that's about a third of our business.
Vanilla. That's so interesting.
People say that you can tell how good a brand of ice cream is by either their vanilla or their chocolate. And those two flavors are in our top three.
Makes sense because you can't hide anything.
No, there's no inclusions. It's just pure chocolate or pure vanilla.
I'm Tom Wilmer reporting.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America when piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.